AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Rattled investors are dumping stocks. AP correspondent Warren Levinson is in New York watching the volatile markets.
After a one-day pause, stock prices resumed their ride down. The Dow Jones Industrials, the Nasdaq Composite, and the Standard & Poor's 500 all opened more than 2% lower. The Dow dropped 350 points in early trading. Wall Street is following the price of energy and the Asian markets down. The Hong Kong and Tokyo markets fell 3.5%. Shanghai lost almost 1.5%. Energy issues skidded as the price of oil fell below $28 a barrel, and IBM plummeted. Despite reporting better-than-expected earnings, revenues dropped for the 15th straight quarter. Warren Levinson, New York.
At the moment, the Dow is down 430 points. Watch for the big storm that's going to start clobbering much of the nation Thursday night into Friday. Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas will get ice and freezing rain, then snow in Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and on up the East Coast into the Ohio Valley. Maybe 2 feet of snow in some places. AP weather expert Seth Borenstein.
There are 50 million people who live in this place where this snowstorm is coming. And no one is saying it's going to be this much. They're saying there's this whole swath from Northern Virginia to New York and even up to Boston area that is in this target zone.
Donald Trump says he hasn't really talked to Sarah Palin about whether she'd want to be his running mate if he wins the Republican presidential nomination.
I don't think that it would be something she'd want to do. She's been through that.
The two are campaigning together today after she endorsed him last night. He was on the Today Show this morning. Scientists say they have solid evidence now of a new planet on the fringes of our solar system. They haven't been able to actually see it yet, but they say it's distant enough to take maybe 20,000 years to circle the sun. This is AP Radio News. Now that tax season is underway, don't fall for this scam. Somebody telephones you and says you have to pay back taxes immediately or something bad's going to happen to you. AP correspondent Mike Gracia is in Washington with this.
The Treasury Department says phone scammers posing as the IRS have taken more than 5,000 taxpayers for more than $26.5 million since October 2013. Treasury wants you to know the IRS never calls and always contacts people through the mail.
So the government says if you get one of these scam phone calls, just hang up. Don't even talk to the people. The three Americans who prevented a terrorist attack on a train from Brussels to Paris last summer have a book deal. The book will be called The 1517 to Paris. It'll be written by Anthony Sadler, National Guardsman Alex Scarlatos, and Staff Sergeant Spencer Stone. The book is scheduled for August and will have a co-author. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.